It's you pass the notes?
It's a sketch pad. Oh, no, don't read my notes,
let me read some notes. This one says nothing.
This one says we're moving.
We are moving. It's true. It doesn't say that on the pad.
No, although, it doesn't.
Although I've always
unless you have magic powers.
I've always wanted to be able to. Have you ever looked at like a notepad from like a hotel?
I know what you're
saying. I did this just recently because I was in San Diego this weekend and I picked up a notepad that was in the hotel.
Exactly.
I didn't
like a
replace
spy.
It, and I had I looked at it from the side and I tried to figure out what it said.
What
is
this
one? No, I couldn't read it. Not a spy.
You're supposed to take a pencil and kind of lightly like dust over it.
Yeah, I don't think that would work because it's so light.
It's, can you tell what was on there before?
This has the number 800.
800.
So
maybe I was trying to figure out my bills. That's how much my bills cost.
800. 800 what? Pennies.
Pennies.
That actually would be a pretty good deal.
That'd be a pretty good deal. If you
800 pesos.
That's still pretty good. It's still pretty good deal.
That's a better deal.
If everything in your life had to like cost, let's say, 50% less, but you had to pay everything in pennies, would you do it?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
I would do that immediately.
Everything in
pennies. I would keep, here's what I would do. I would go to the bank and I'd say, give me 6,000 pennies, please. And then I get them in those rolls.
Yes.
And I just keep them in the rolls.
Yeah, but when I mean everything, I mean everything.
I would have a penny gun. It would, you know, I would load it up.
It's just each, throwing away money.
Each roll is like a dollar.
Yeah, for sure.
Something like that. So go.
No, each roll, I think.
Bop, 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 bop.
I think $5. A roll of pennies, I think, is only like $2.
We can look this up. A roll of pennies.
I think a roll of pennies is only like $2.
I'd like to know, please. What's happening?
Is the other mic on? I feel a strange echo.
I think you need to lower your shield.
Hello.
There it is.
I'm back.
Oh, there you go.
Have we been running this whole time?
Yeah. How much is a roll of pennies?
I don't know.
$1 billion.
How many coins are in a standard roll of U.S.
It might
coins?
Be just 50 cents, actually. I think a roll of pennies is 50 cents.
Yeah, 50 cents.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
So imagine everything you're buying, every single thing you pay for.
Could you use Amazon? How would you use Amazon?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You'd have to send in your
money.
You'd
have to mail it in.
Okay, I will make an exception for Amazon. Okay, here's
Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Android Pay.
Because here's the thing, I was just imagining trying to buy like a plane ticket,
Google
and
Pay,
you have to like bring in like all
Facebook
these rolls
pay?
Of pennies.
That would be a goddamn mess.
Yeah, that's why I was like, wait, no, there's a reason why this is a hard decision to make. Mm.
It's not a hard decision to make. I would pay for everything.
Like that many pennies, that's
off.
Real heavy. It's real, real heavy.
I would buy a house.
You can't buy a house here.
Okay, I would say, you know what?
50% off?
You still can't buy a house here. A house here is like $800,000.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
In Texas or somewhere, it's like $200,000.
I don't even have like...
I was going to say, to make it fair, Amazon included. Somehow Amazon has a program that if you send them your pennies, like you could get the thing.
Amazon has like a thing that plugs into your computer and you feed the pennies into it. And then you have to just send...
That amount of science would be incredible, but... I would just think,
and
like,
it would just transport them. Like
you have to buy everything at Target. Them. You're not shopping at Amazon anymore.
If Amazon didn't exist, I think I'd just die.
50% off of everything.
It's gone.
50% off of everything everywhere you go. Like so, mind you, like that also that's why it's inconvenient. So if like, you want to buy a plane ticket, you have to like go to the counter at the airport.
Ugh, what about buying it through my Southwest app and just buying it through my phone?
Nope, pennies.
That's
pennies,
dumb. How am I going to put my boarding pass on my phone?
Pennies, 50% off. And then once you purchase it, it'll send to your phone.
That's bullshit.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. That's bullshit. My name's Spencer Stark.
I'm Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Starlene Hodge.
Ooh, that was a clean intro.
Oh, baby, that's the cleanest one I've ever seen. I've ever heard. You know, I get so excited for this podcast. I'm like, I'm going to talk about all these things. And then when we start going, it all disappears.
You just blank?
We're a podcast about.
So can we say what's happening?
We can say generally, I think, what's happening.
Why can't we say publicly what's happening?
Because I don't think it's public yet.
What?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think that we should give out, like, all the info without talking to the right people.
Well, we're moving.
Yeah, we are moving.
This is the last time you will ever see this set. I'm going to miss this set,
corner. That's what I thought. It would be fine. I'm like, we could say we're moving.
We can definitely say we're moving.
It's not
for
like we
sure.
have to say
everything
where we're
behind,
moving.
Exactly. That's
but
what,
we're moving.
We're moving.
Everything in the studio is gone. I've organized
the
studio twice.
It's empty and sad.
I've organized the studio twice.
Twice.
Because one time without, well, before we had these walls, it was just glass. And then I put it up and they're like, uh-oh, we can hear everything.
We could.
We could hear people walking outside. We could hear offices nearby talking. So then I had to take everything down. Then they put these walls up and then I put everything up. And now,
everything's back down again.
Do you
want to
take these?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
So, yeah.
We are going to take these.
Well, yeah.
For the listeners, go watch the YouTube video if you want to see what I'm pointing at.
Yeah, go help those 203 views. It's okay. I love the 200 viewers who watch. I do this for you. I put this SD card in my laptop, and I wait an hour to export because it takes that long to export.
I don't understand how we have so many people that listen and then not that many people who watch.
Some people don't want to watch it.
That's true.
Hey, the people who don't want to watch it, just subscribe anyway. We really would
we
like to
get... We have bumped up to 800, which makes
getting
me
close.
Happy.
That's great. We're two... That means what? We're two... I mean, my math is right.
We're 200 away.
I'm like, wait... Yeah, 200 away. Just
I'll
do
have
us
a live. We'll do a live show, or I'm gonna pop champagne, and I'm gonna drink the whole bottle of champagne.
Oh my! Jesus Christ. Oh Jesus!
I've trained. I'm ready.
Drunk Luis on a live broadcast would be real funny.
We've seen it.
We've seen
have
it.
Have you?
I think we've seen Drunk Luis before.
Oh yeah. Oh, watch the SourceFed.
Yeah, SourceFed finale.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen Drunk Luis before.
When it was time for us to go to the editing part, like. When we were doing our editing session, ooh, I was drunk. And so I didn't know what was going on. You could see me. I'm just smiling.
I wasn't drunk, and I still didn't know what was going on. So I think you're probably not alone.
We're like the sun and the moon, Spencer. Yeah.
I don't ever know what's going on. So I think that that helps. You do not feel alone.
Did you see that we have, like, I don't know if you did see, a Bang Pinoy, Josh, from good old Australia. He sent me a thing where we can get our questions from the Slack.
What?
I forgot to give this to you because I'm a bad boy.
From the Slack?
Yeah, he organized all the questions into an Excel sheet.
Oh, I have that.
You did?
The sheet.
He said he's made a new question sheet where you can select, look.
Answered and not answered?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, Josh. Wow. We're so bad. But okay, you know what? This actually reminds me of something else. Spencer went on IMDb. And apparently, we're on IMDb.
Yeah, why are we on IMDb? Who did
Someone
that?
Who made that? Whoever made that tweet at us.
Who did that?
Who?
You know, why would you
thank
do that?
You.
That's
thank
fine.
You.
It's
thank
great.
You. No,
they
thank you.
They put little facts about us.
If you didn't do that, I wouldn't have known I had an IMDb page, because why do I have an IMDb page? And
oh,
it's
this
all
is
like
cool.
It's all they stuff I did on the internet, like random
That's
internet
cool.
videos, and it's real weird. Real weird. But cool,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah, amazing. No, I'm super excited.
I'm like, I don't feel like I should be on there because I'm not an actress. It just feels like I'm not trying to be a thing.
You know,
doesn't matter. You have to be an actress to be on IMDb.
Like,
I think it's weird that those video, like the internet video, we've had that discussion. The internet videos are IMDb.
I'm happy about it.
That's why I thought that was weird.
You don't think it's weird?
I think it's great. I think it legitimizes internet videos.
And like I said, it delegitimizes real movies.
Real movies are always going to be legitimized. They don't have to. They're not going to get taken down.
They're not being taken down
they're
by
not,
this podcast.
There's no
I'm sorry,
threat.
This talk show.
That's what we're labeled
as. We're as a talk show.
Amazing.
I guess it's kind
it's
of accurate.
Literally what we are. We are a show where we talk. Although I think that's probably most shows.
And sometimes dance.
If you missed the.
Yeah.
My head definitely got cut off in that video.
Yeah.
It's fine. I tripped. Okay, I'm gonna forward.
Has anything
this
happened
one
in actual? Like, I'm trying to be like, how can we become like a topical thing? Anything happened in entertainment that we should talk about?
Well,
if
you guys
not,
want to talk about Black Panther.
Well, yeah, but,
yeah, but
like,
now that I think about it, I think I want to wait till you see it.
I want Spencer to see it.
So
I don't want to say anything. Right?
Okay. I feel like it's important for Spencer to see it. Yeah. Fresh.
Well, so I tried to see it. I went to the movie theater to see it, and I have movie pass. So I was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to get great seats because I'm going to get there early. It's all going to be okay. We arrived at the theater, and there was a line from the door, like down the entire side of the theater. And I was like, is that the line for the one that's like the next showing? And they're like, no. The one for the next showing is around the back the other way. That one's for the next showing and the showing after that. And I was like, okay, guess I'm not seeing it. They're
Damn.
Like, yeah, it's going to be sold out unless you know.
I haven't seen that happen in a wee while.
Yeah, that's
well,
a
okay,
bit.
So the
but
reason
also,
why
I'm like,
is because
I saw it twice and a part of me is just looking at you like, you didn't try hard enough.
So well, the reason why is because
a town
I was
that has
in
two theaters.
So I was in San Diego for the weekend
oh,
for Hannah's birthday.
That's right.
And so we were staying in this tiny little
town
just north of San Diego. Mm. And there's one movie theater in the whole town.
Okay, never mind. Sense. That makes sense.
And it was an Edwards. You know, the Edwards Theater?
Wow.
Edwards, yes. We have
really,
one in
really, really nice Edwards Theater.
Houston.
And I swear to God, like 1,000 people were at this movie theater. We walked up and we're like, this is where all the people in this town are.
Yeah.
Everybody from the entire town was at the movie theater. It was Saturday night. It was the only night we had to go to see it. Because we had stuff planned for the other nights. And I was like, well, this is this night we can go. And then it wasn't. They had a screening at like 9:30, 10:15, and 11:20.
In L.A., like in Burbank, there are literally 3 movie theaters, not even
a mile away. I've never had a problem seeing a movie in L.A.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
Like a Starbucks.
It's just...
I went on a whim the second time on Saturday night. Like, I was at a party, and the party was winding down, because it was we played board Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
We started at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we stopped playing the game at 6 p.m.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it takes a long time to play that game. But, since it was winding down, but we were like, it's still early for a Saturday night. So I was like, you guys want to go see Black Panther? Have you seen it? And they're like, yeah, of course we saw it.
Well, let's see it again.
And then they're like, want to see it again? And they're like, yeah. So we went and saw it again. And we're able to just go.
I'm really excited to see it.
You should be.
I'm like super excited to see it.
It's a good one.
Probably.
Well, I don't want to say anything. I can't say
anything. Just spoil it?
I can't.
No, I'll say it's my favorite Marvel movie.
Good. Cool. That makes me excited.
It's weird. It's the first movie that made me have to separate categories for Marvel movies in the sense of...
Like, this one's good because of this. This one's good because of that.
I'm like separating like superhero versus comedy, because I feel like I have to put Thor 3 and Guardians in its own bubble, like because they're that's like it's a separate genre.
We finally have enough Marvel
movies that they're in genres.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like Ant-Man's a heist movie, so it's still in more of the comedy section.
It's the comedy heist genre. It's a
very light sauce. Heist film.
Yeah, light heist.
Very light.
But they're like, that's separate from like a superhero.
Light as an ant.
Yeah. But it's separate from the superhero things. Like, this stuff we could talk about because we're not actually talking about the movie. It's just talking about Marvel. But yeah, so it's Black Panther's my favorite superhero classic.
Ooh,
like that kind of genre.
Yeah.
And I think Thor 3 is still my favorite. Like, what weird movie did I just watch? Comedy. Like, cause they're separate. Like, they're just two different movies.
Definitely.
And I enjoy them both for what they are. And both, like, directed by minorities.
Yeah.
Ryan Coogler.
Ryan Coogler and Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi. I saw on Vanity Fair. Is that right?
Yes.
Their YouTube channel is fantastic.
Oh, my
God,
yes.
They have great stuff.
I feel like they were like, let us become SourceFed.
Okay, so a little known fact. But when we just started doing the oddities, you'll hear the drum snares I would do. I would make that, and then I would, you know, whatever. And I was actually inspired by Vanity Fair.
Oh, nice.
In one of their episodes when they did Scream Queens trying ice cream. And they did the same thing, like, beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna use that for the oddity. And then we started doing it. And then they started evolving it to other cool stuff, like the fear and the box.
The box thing's the best thing.
But I saw just today that Ryan Coogler did breaking down the scene of an action scene in Black Panther.
Oh, they have that?
So he's there and he's writing out, like, well, this is, like, we have the three characters in three different colors because of this reason. And she's fighting this way because of that. And I moved this camera here and there. It was pretty dope. And there was one moment.
I got to go back and watch that.
There was one moment because there's one fight scene that's very fluid. And if you've seen it, you'll know what I mean. It's kind of fluid. And basically it goes from
like
the first.
Like Birdman fluid, like that?
It's not.
No.
Sort of,
one shot or no?
No,
just
no,
a bunch
no.
of good
it's
shots.
Still
that,
Marvel.
Like,
it's still Marvel. Okay. Like,
I didn't know if they did like a one shot.
But there is like sometimes. Awesome.
I don't want to. Don't say.
No, I don't want to say. But it's like if anyone watches some of the like Arrow, CW, sometimes they'll do fights all in one take, which is really cool. It was for a moment. There was kind of a flowy one takey kind of feel. It lasted for a little bit, but anyway, they have this one shot where someone does something on the first floor. They do, bomb, they do it. And then the camera floats all the way up to the second floor and continues filming. And what they did was they had a camera on a Movi, on like a gimbal stabilizer.
Oh, I didn't know they were coming into play already.
Yeah, and so they're moving and they're shooting it. And then it latches onto a wire. So from the first floor, it gets lifted up to the second floor. Once it hits the second floor, another camera operator comes in.
Grabs it, right?
Grabs it.
Yep.
Unhooks it off the thing and then continues following the fight scene. So it's like it's
they do
dope.
Crazy shit like that in Enter the Void. That movie, Enter the Void. That was the first time I saw that kind of stuff being utilized. Like, there's a shot in that movie where it starts out as a handheld shot, like on somebody's shoulder, and then it goes from being a handheld shot to then being like this giant crane shot.
Yeah.
And then it transitions down into being, it's on the road, and then it gets passed to a car, and then there's somebody in a car that's now holding it.
This isn't that. Didn't something happen with the Children of Men? Didn't that happen?
Yeah, they did, like, with Children of Men too.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I love that.
What do you guys think of Netflix rebooting Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
What?
Are we happy? You know that?
No, I didn't know.
They're
that.
Rebooting. Sabrina
I thought
the
CW
Teenage
was. Wait, I thought CW was
Netflix
doing that.
Is doing
wait,
it.
Like a complete redo, like new actors, new everything.
Yeah.
So what happened? Wasn't there going to be like a Riverdale?
Kiernan Shipka.
Oh wait, I did hear about this.
Kiernan
Shipka. Wait a second.
Was it supposed to be connected to Riverdale?
Yes, it's supposed to be connected
Based
to Riverdale. It's supposed to be real dark.
Novel.
It's supposed to like they're like
the
making
Chilling
it.
Adventures of Sabrina.
But now it's not connected with Riverdale. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think it
no,
is.
No, it is.
It's called
based
the Chilling
on the Archie
event.
Comics graphic novel, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Is it
going
to cross over with the Riverdale
Probably.
CW?
So then that's fine, because that's a whole new, that's connecting it to a new genre of Archie and all that. Like, that's fine. I'm okay
it
with
it.
It
imagines the origin and adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch as a dark coming-of-age story that traffics in horror, the occult, and of course, witchcraft.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I don't watch Riverdale, but I've like watched
Riverdale.
People have theories about like Betty's mom being a witch,
oh.
a la like Sabrina the Teenage Witch kind of thing. Like they think that's part of it. And so when people were saying that's why they were like, oh, I think they're bringing back this as the Chilling Tales, and I'm like, I think that would be if there is a tie-in, it's probably through Betty's mom.
Yeah,
which I don't know what that
Betty's
means,
mom is a snake.
Because I don't watch the Riverdale, so I don't
maybe
know.
Literally.
Well, maybe.
I don't watch it, so I don't know what spoilery, if that is a thing.
Don't
take
I
say on it to account. But
I haven't.
Just thought that was neat. So I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Because I think in the comics, too, they did like do a run where it was like she was actually like a creepy story.
Do you guys ever have a sense of panic when you start a show or watch a show and you're like, I gotta finish. Gotta finish it. And then you're done, and there's another show. You go, I gotta finish. I gotta finish it. And there's another show. And you're like, I gotta finish. I gotta finish it. And you just get in this place of like, I gotta finish everything.
No.
I feel that way. It's like it's never enough.
So I just
feel like
watched.
It's never enough.
I don't have cable at home, but we were in the hotel room, and so I got to watch cable.
Oh,
for
fun.
Like the first time in
Do you
a
like
very
the ads?
Long time.
Isn't the ads weird where you get different ads per
it's
break instead
weird.
Of like the same one over and over again?
And it bothers me that I can't see how long the ad is going to play for. Like it doesn't have a thing. Anyway, I watched a show called, I think it's called Live PD. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's basically cops, but they send a bunch of film crews live to go with police officers, and they're literally shooting the show live. So, like, they will pull somebody over and just have a camera there, and it's live feeding back to the studio.
Wait, what if they don't get a crime in that time? Like, well, pull him over. Better pull that guy over. We need some ratings.
They pull him over, and they – well, people – I mean, they're always, like – they do it in high-crime areas. So they'll just go and, like, pull – like, there was a guy – okay, so one of them –
I don't know
them,
how I feel about that.
It's real interesting. So one of the guys – One of the cases, there are some cases where, like, they pull somebody over and then they end up having, you know, weed in their car or, like, they're drunk driving or whatever. But my favorite one that we watched was, it was great. Because you never know what's going to happen. It literally is life. I mean, some of them, they do, like, pre-record them and say, okay, this is something we caught earlier earlier this evening, like an hour ago. An hour ago in, whatever, Wisconsin. We're going to go ahead and cut to that now. And they cut to, like, you know, whatever. Something that's been quickly edited down. But there are a lot of pieces that are live. So one of the live ones was they're like, we have we're getting information about a man that's in the middle of this like dirt road in this farmland area, and police apparently like saw him outside of his car sort of wandering. He like parked his car and had his headlights on and was like wandering outside of his car. So they're going to see what's happening. No, but they were like apparently suspicious, and because he was like standing over the side of the road, like on the side of the road, like looking down at stuff, and they're like, "What is happening over there?"
Yeah.
So they went to check it out because
okay,
there's
yeah,
nothing
why
happening
not?
There.
Yeah,
and they get to him, and it does look really suspicious because it looks like He has one of those pallets in his hands, like the ones that, like the big wooden pallets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's like holding it in his hands as they come up. Like it's propped against the ground. He's holding the top of it. Like he just lifted it up. You're like, is he burying a dead body? Like, what is he doing? And they pull up and they go, sir, please drop the pallet. Like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, hi. He's like, I'm just looking for bugs. He was just looking for bugs.
Why was he looking for bugs?
He actually found a gecko to feed his pet snake, and he was looking for bugs to feed his pets. He's got pet snakes and pet things.
He's just looking for bugs.
He's just out at like midnight, just looking for bugs.
So what did they do?
They were like, that's strange. He was like, oh no, I have a bunch of pets. I'm just trying to, I just come out here and try and find.
Because bugs come out at night.
Yeah. So he had a headlamp on. And he's just like lifting up these crates, just like trying. He caught
looking
a gecko. He was like, oh yeah, here's a little gecko. I caught him and I feed it to my snake.
Wait,
like,
so
what kind of snake do you have? He was like, oh, I got a little constrictor at home.
Wait, did the cops do anything? Like, okay, bye bye.
They were like, all right, well, there's nothing illegal about what you're doing. He was like, no, I'm just looking for bugs. And they just left him alone.
I'd love to meet this man. I want him to be in the podcast.
And the thing is, he was so casual about it. Like, the police pulled up, and he was so like...
Because he knows he's not...
He's not doing anything.
Yeah, yeah. But he wasn't, like, nervous in any way.
He was looking for bugs.
He was just looking for bugs. He was, like, on some land.
He's a real Timon Pumbaa type character.
They're like, do you have approval from the land, like, whoever's land this is? And he was like, oh, yeah, they're fine. I talked to them. They're... whatever. And so he was like, okay, as long as they're fine with you being out here. He's like, yeah, it's totally fine. Just went back to looking for bugs. So anyway,
I like the idea that he was maybe staring at something, like, and he's just like, you know, like into the void shit,
right,
and just looking at it. And so when the cops pull over, they're like, sir, what are you looking at? And he's just like, do you see it? And then like the cops go and they look, and then they just also like get stuck looking at,
yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. But no one like explains.
No one acknowledges what it is.
No one acknowledges it. No one like, they just start like.
So there's like 12 police cars,
just like
and
blank
all of
them staring,
are staring at
and
it.
Then like the camera crew's like, what the fuck? But they look down, but like because they're looking through the camera, they don't
see
anything. They're just like, okay. You know, and they're like, they tap on the cop's shoulder and he's like, come on. And they're like, hey man, he's just like, okay. And then they just walk away. Like they don't.
And nobody ever addresses what
no
it
one
is.
Ever addresses it.
It's
and
live.
It's
live. You can't
so
cut,
you don't know
you
what
can't
cut
the
away.
Thing. No one. The guy's just like I could see this. The cop looking up and just going like, okay, well, okay, let's go. Like and like kind of snapping out, but just going and leaving the guy there still with his palette.
Yeah.
Looking down.
It's real fucking
sounds
creepy.
Like the beginning
and then
of a
like
movie.
As he's leaving, you know, the camera crew is like, all right, I guess. And like they look pan back at him once.
And his jaw drops off of his face.
Well, no. Like, I just thought, like, the guy just slowly turns and looks at the camera guy, but he has, like, it's just the yellow. You know when, like, eyes
yellow
reflect
eyes?
Yellow? But it reflects yellow, and he just stares. Some and he doesn't stop staring, and like, the cameraman is just like, ah, and, like, walks away.
The camera just glitches a little bit. So there was another...
Yeah, the camera glitches a little bit, and then, like, they just go on. And then it's just a regular show, and they bump into... Maybe they see him
weird.
Later.
We could do what... You know what we could
I
do?
Like bugs.
Is we could... we could do what is it? Welcome to Night Vale? Welcome to Night Vale?
Yeah,
is?
I've heard of it. I haven't listened
so
to
it's,
it.
So it's sort of
anyway.
Like what you're talking about, where it's a radio... It's a podcast, and it's like a radio show where it's
Wait,
a host...
What's a podcast?
You know what a podcast is? It's where you.
It's just
you,
a talk show.
It's just a talk
show.
Okay.
Sorry.
So that's okay. So it's like a radio host who's talking about all the things that are happening in the town, and there's just like weird shit happening in the town, and they're just treated as normal, and it's anyway, it's really interesting. But I'm thinking like, what if you did like a Welcome to Night Vale where it's a documentary, it's like Cops, but like
weird
paranormal shit happens, and people don't. It's like Stranger Things meets
that's
Cops.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna pitch it. We'll
yeah, you
it.
Should pitch that.
Pitch
That's
it.
Great.
Okay, so I was watching
no
another
one. No
one
take
one.
That idea.
Don't fucking
no.
take it.
You're not fucking take that idea.
Come after you.
I'm gonna. I was gonna throw the water bottle
I was
at the
like,
camera.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
And then I realized I want to gulp it.
So okay, one of the other ones, and then we can move on. One of the other ones was this woman who was talking about this. This actually fits as well. It was this woman who was on the side of the road. And she was freaking out, and they're like, what's wrong? Like, what is happening? And I think she had – I can't remember why they stopped her. Maybe it was just because – oh, because she was flagging them down. And she was like, this man just tried to attack me. He scratched my, like, my whole, like, they lift, she lifted up, the stomach of her shirt, like, the bottom of her shirt, to show her stomach, and she had, like, these scratch marks, these, like, weird, like somebody had, like, scratched her, and she was like, this man, like, tried to attack me. It's a man in a yellow rain jacket, like, he was in a yellow jacket.
Again, part of the same horror world.
Part of the same horror world. And they were like, okay, so they searched her, and they found a screwdriver in her pocket. Like, just a long screwdriver.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're like, why do you have this? And then they found, like just a bunch of baggies in her pocket and then some drugs. And, like, and the whole time she's like, I just got attacked. I don't know, understand why you're, like, patting me down. Like, why are you patting me down? And they're like, because we have to make sure you're not going to hurt us and you have a screwdriver in your pocket. Yeah. You can have whatever in any of your other pockets. And she's like, you have to find the man in the yellow jacket. And so they go on a hunt for the man in the yellow jacket, and they find this guy, like, less than a block down the street at a gas station in a yellow jacket.
Okay.
And he looks real shady, and they're like, did you just attack somebody? Because there's a woman who's, like, all scratched up, and he's like, nah, I've been here for a long time. Been here for all day, pretty much. They're like, what are you doing here all day? He's like, just hang out here. And they're like, did you, like, is there anybody who can vouch for you? And he's like, yeah, I mean, these people have probably seen me. I've just been hanging out. And they're like, okay, well, let me take a picture of you and let me send it. So they took a picture of him and they sent it to the woman who was on the side of the road. Uh-huh. And she looks at it and goes, nope, that's not him. He's right here. The man in the yellow jacket's right here. And they're like,
there's no one there.
There's nobody there. And they're like,
oh.
She's like, he's been following me, like, pointing to nothing. And they're like, you mean you can see him right now? And she's like, yeah, he's right there.
Oh, man.
And they're like,
Creepy horror town.
They're like,
stop.
Creepy horror town.
And then they had, like, the ambulance person come.
Although,
and
like, me joking, that's actually really sad.
It's actually
that's
really sad.
That's actually very, very sad.
She was
sad.
Actually had mental illness.
Yeah. That's,
was
like,
actually
that's not
freaking
actually
out.
Funny and that's sad. And, like, I'm hoping
but it was,
she
it
gets
was,
help.
At first, it was so terrifying because it was like, shit, this is live. Is he in the woods? Like, I thought there was legit a person in the woods staring at her through the trees, and we were going to pan over and see that.
That was terrible.
Like, what are you doing?
My fat fingers couldn't do what I wanted.
Can't forgive you.
I try to hit these minor keys.
But yeah, anyway, it was real... It was real weird because it's all live, so you're like, you don't know
I'm
what's gonna happen. He might
how that
come running out of the woods.
I wonder what channel this
show
is on.
It's on A&E.
A&E,
which makes sense.
That makes sense.
Arts, I thought it would be more like on True TV.
That could work there too.
True TV's now become not True TV. Become scripted.
But A&E makes sense.
A&E is like, yeah, like unrelenting.
Know, okay, I would love to see that pitch. I want to see that pitch.
Yeah.
Pitch doc. I want to see who talked about that in the meeting. How was that set up? Like. The organization
they said
of that
Cops
show.
But Live. That's
yeah.
what it is.
That's the pitch.
Oh, man. I just want to see how they
and,
sold
and
it.
And the way that they're able to do it, which I was really confused about at first, but then one of the police officers said it. I was like, oh, that's how. Because somebody was like, I don't want to be filmed. I don't consent to be filmed. They're like, you're on public land.
Oh, yeah, that
land.
Makes sense. Yeah, if you're
and
on public
so,
land, you could be filmed.
And so I think it's in California. That doesn't fly. But in places like New York and... maybe Utah or wherever, like wherever they are, like there are certain states where if you are in public land, you can shoot and you're consenting basically to be
Whoa.
On camera.
Florida,
New York, I'm pretty sure.
You
in
can
New
just,
York.
If you're in public land, you're free to film them?
Yeah.
Yeah, California is stricter because of paparazzi laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's New York. I think New York also has that where you can just go and film anywhere
yeah,
that's public.
Yeah, if you're in public space.
As long as you're not
if you can
blocking.
Be reasonably seen in a public space. So it's not like... Someone can't climb a tree and take a picture of
yeah.
the inside of your house because that right. you're not in your public space. But
right.
if you were out in public, like a beach or something like that, you could have your photo
but
taken.
But if we wanted to go shoot a movie,
we would go.
We could go to New York.
That's pretty cool.
And shoot one because you can shoot in public freely. As long as you're not like blocking.
Yeah, if you need a section off a section or something, you still need a
yeah,
permit. But as long as you're not like impeding
the public
use of the public space.
Yeah,
interesting.
Which is really really interesting. So yeah, they go to those places, but apparently there are some places that are now like not allowing them to film anymore. They don't want to cooperate because like the police departments have to cooperate. You know, they have to allow the people
yeah,
to follow
Yeah, and I'm sure,
them.
Like, they're getting, like, and messes and trouble, like, people complaining, and they're like, we don't want the trouble.
Right. And they're also, like, showing these places that are, Like, they want their town to look good.
Yeah, your right. town's not going to look good. The cops are probably... Honestly, it's probably better for the the public.
It is, actually, because the cops are really respectful because they're
they
on camera.
They're on camera and they're live. Worse than so a body cam. So they actually have to, like, behave. Dang.
Yeah, so they, like, behave really...
We need to have a live show of every cop, like, all the cops.
I bet they treated the woman with the mental health issues way better than if they didn't have the camera on
Well, because
them.
They were like, oh, hold on. We have to get an ambulance out here to get the check. Well, they had already called the ambulance to get her, like, scratch wound things looked at, which I don't know how she got them, but she probably
scratched herself.
And but then they were like, okay, well, we need to get, so the ambulance person came and she showed up and she didn't know what was happening. She just knew she was coming because last time they called it was about the scratches.
Yeah,
they're like, she's also talking about that, or she said that she was assaulted by a man, by the man in the yellow rain jacket that's right there. And the paramedics person is like, right there, and he's like, yeah. And she's like, okay, so let's go call the psych person as well, and like took her off and like called the psychiatric evaluation person too. But yeah, it's a really interesting show. Like I really enjoyed watching
like them
it because it's
confronting the man in the yellow jacket. I'm sure it would have gone way different if like there was no cameras there.
Yeah,
they're like, and it'd just be like, nah, man,
I didn't do anything. Yeah, so
yeah, anyway. I feel now I'm on board. You know what? Cameras on all the cops.
Yeah,
let's do
it. Actually, it seemed
like
it actually
Housewives
helped.
Of New York, Housewives of Georgia.
Yeah,
let's do the cops of Atlanta.
Live feed
all the cops.
Yeah,
doing stuff. Just live feed it all. Why not?
Beautiful. We pitched it. We're done. We're millionaires. We've done it.
Okay. We actually have a new sponsor today, and I'm going to read a little sponsor thing today. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Casper. Not the friendly ghost. Casper's a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time.
Ooh.
No,
not scary.
Not scary.
I was stretching.
You were excited.
I was
about Casper.
Yeah.
Casper is designed by humans for humans, not by ghosts.
Oh, good.
Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves. Your
what?
Favorite, Luis, I know your favorite thing, and
curves.
That would be
human curves.
Human curves.
Don't worry, even if you're a stick man, it fits you nice.
Honestly, I'm just excited we're sponsored by Casper because it means we're a real podcast and we grew up.
Providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. You spend 1/3 of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. The experts at Casper work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places.
Aw.
You know that natural geometry.
Yep.
Yep. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. That's my favorite part of a mattress. Those are the two things I look for in a mattress.
Sink and bounce?
The sink and the bounce.
Does the bounce come after the sink?
I think generally you have a little sink and then you get a little bounce.
Okay,
like that's you're looking for a good sink
and then just a little
and
bounce.
A little bounce. breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night, which is a big problem I have because I get way too hot at night.
You gotta turn those fans on.
I do. Here's the thing: it's either too hot
or too cold.
I don't have a Casper mattress.
You don't have a Casper mattress. Maybe you
so
should get
for
one.
Me, it's either too hot and I have to take all the covers off.
Yes.
Or it's too cold, and they have to put them back on, and they put a sheet on. Because
you don't
like
have Casper.
I didn't know
the friendly bed.
That should be their new slogan.
So wait, so they're saying they're always like the cold side of the pillow?
Well, it just helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout
the night
because it breathes.
It's not constricted.
With over 20,000 reviews and an average 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. You know why they're also the internet's favorite mattress?
Why?
Because they're sponsoring our podcast.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Casper offers two mattresses, the Wave and the Essential. The Wave features a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body. The Essential has a streamlined design at a price that won't keep you up at night.
Ooh, that's the one I want.
Affordable prices because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you. Hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied. Delivered right to your door in a small, how do they do that, size box?
It's not on... They didn't say that, did they?
They did.
Oh, wow.
How do they do that size box?
How did they do that size box?
It's such a good description of the box size.
I remember at the Casper sponsoring like an old like SourceFed video.
Yeah, that was a truth or dare.
Yeah, and afterward, I remember because it was like, well, what are we going to do with this mattress?
They just kept it.
They used it for skits and a whole bunch of stuff. But afterward, when everything like closed up, I'm trying to remember. I think people fought for the mattress.
Yeah,
Like everyone's.
It was a Casper bed.
Yeah, everyone was like, "We want somebody needs to take this home." somebody.
They said this bed's too breathable. I need it in my life.
I don't remember who got them Casper mattress.
I don't know. Tweet at every SourceFed member until you find out.
So you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial.
100 nights?
You get 100. That's almost like, that's a third of a year.
Oh,
my
God.
You get to try out the mattress for a third of a year.
3 months.
And if you don't like it.
That's a quarter.
You get at the end of that 3 months, you're like, I want, maybe, I don't know.
But you're not going to say that because you're going to love it.
Because they know you're not going to do that. They know you're going to be
they know after you slept on it for 100 nights, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I like this. Yeah. I assume that's a decision you figure out within a week.
Yeah. You pretty much sleep on it and, yeah, and you figure it out. What is this? It's only applicable to select mattress purchases and terms and conditions apply, but you get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/late and using promo code LATE. So don't be late. Go early to Casper so you can sleep in late. Casper.com/late. Promo code LATE.
And you can get one of those.
Casper.com.
How did that happen box?
You can get a how did that happen. What is it?
No, that's not what it was.
How do they do that?
You can get one of them how do they do it boxes.
If someone orders a Casper mattress, and I hope someone does.
Yeah.
Record opening the
box. Record opening it because we want to see.
Yes. I want to see that. That's like a delight.
Can we just play this out real quick? Do you want to? I'm gonna knock real quick. Ready?
Let me. Ah! How did they do that?
Here's your box, sir.
Casper, the best mattress alive.
It's a great, the best mattress alive.
It's going to comfort
Casper,
you.
Casper, the friendly mattress.
The friendly mattress.
That's not their slogan,
no,
but
that,
it should
that
be.
That is not their slogan.
But I'm it should sure be. They,
pretty sure they probably get sued if that
yeah,
was their.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can't have that as their slogan.
Casper. That's it.
Okay.
Well, perfect. I got to get me a Casper because I'm moving.
Oh, are you moving?
Yeah, I'm moving to a new place.
When are you moving?
I am drained. I have no money in my life. They had a Slack meetup, and did you know about this?
No.
A Slack meetup.
Wait, you're like all over the place. What is happening?
Look,
you're moving?
Fish? No.
You're moving? You're talking
moving.
About moving, and
okay,
all of a sudden
we're
like on the Slack meetup?
Okay, look, I was going to go to the Slack meetup because I was going to have enough money to do it. I am broke, and
okay.
I don't have any money because I'm trying to move into this new apartment, and it's like the deposit's like ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a whole other month's worth of rent usually.
Yeah, and so like now I have no money. I just...
It happens.
I don't know. So I'm looking to get a new bed. I'm going to get a Casper.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what, tied all together.
What bed do you have right now? Is it good?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No one knows what bed they have. Unless
you have a Casper.
When I went to get a bed, I didn't realize they were like, okay, well, we're going to have a finance plan. You're going to do a monthly payment.
Yeah, isn't
like,
that crazy?
Because they're like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, is this good? Are we going to barter? Or like, wait, I thought I was just going to go to Best Buy. Like, just I want this. Charge me and let me leave.
Yeah.
But no, they
weird.
Treat me as if I'm going to buy a car.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I went.
They're expensive because you tend to sleep on them for about 8 years before you're supposed to.
We had to go and get.
Well, thank God for Casper.
Thank God for Casper. I had to go and get wedding rings recently.
Uh-huh.
And little did I know, they try and get you to finance your rings over time so they get more money out of you. They're like,
oh, that makes
you
sense.
Can pay $20
first, second,
now.
Like, but you guys are already wearing... And I was just like, that's not your... Those are your engagement,
those your engagement
rings.
Yes.
Those are different things. But I'm like, you already have... Wait, again?
Get a little
you
have to get
buy,
a little sticker.
You buy more rings. It is an endless... let me just go through
like,
this really
quick. Take the ring you have and go,
this might not be
mark.
Relatable
like,
to anybody.
Like, put a check mark on it. And like, we did
anybody
it.
Besides me. But I'm going to go through it because it's real weird. So you go and you buy an engagement ring, right?
Yeah.
When you're going to get married.
Yeah.
And you propose with it. Then you buy another ring when you're getting married that's supposed to fit
next to
the other ring.
There's supposed to be two of them or something.
And then you're supposed to buy another one.
What?
During an anniversary to sandwich because you put okay so the wedding
wait,
ring
wait, wait, wait.
What
wait, no, no,
hold,
no.
On, hold on hold on okay so there's one that goes here on the so when you have the engagement ring this is good podcast material I need to explain better you have an engagement ring with the stone
okay
then when you get married you take off the engagement ring
uh-huh
you put on the wedding ring
okay
then you put the engagement ring back on
okay
now you have two rings you
perfect.
Have the wedding ring behind. And because it needs to be closest to your heart. And then you put the engagement ring like ahead of that one.
So you can take it out if you need to pawn it.
Right. If you need it, if you need money. if you're poor. So that's how. But then it looks weird sort of weird because you have one ring and then you have a second ring. So apparently,
so you just make it so that your ring finger, you can't use it.
Yeah, you're supposed to get another ring that slides on top that then sandwiches the middle ring for like your anniversary.
For your
which anniversary?
They just said you can get an anniversary ring that slides on and then sandwiches the two so that it so you have like a full complete set.
That's too much work.
I'm not doing that.
And they're
all
like at least $1,000. So some of them are like $10,000 for like a tiny little piece of metal.
That's
like,
when I grab his tie and just smash him on the floor.
Yeah, smash him through
that's
the glass
too much,
thing.
That's too much work. There's too many things in your hand.
It's a lot. It's cool though because you get like you get a new ring, but I got a new ring. This ring cost me $7.
Really?
$7. This ring I have in my hand.
My brother.
Etsy?
Nope. It's just a metal ring from Amazon.
Oh. Really? And it doesn't turn your hand green?
Nope.
My brother
totally fine.
My brother has one, but it's like they're like hikey outdoorsy. My brother.
Yeah.
And
a silicone one.
Yeah, it's like rubber.
Yeah.
It's just a rubber black one. And when he took it off, I was like, whoa, it's like rubbery. I thought it was like this like stone
tungsten
ring. Yeah.
Or like, yeah.
Stone ring. And then his wife just has the tiniest, thinnest little like band. And that's good enough for her. I'm sure she got an actual wedding ring, but like an everyday life.
Yeah.
Like working around.
Yeah, so
with
like
kids,
you
she just has like a tiny band.
That's what's crazy is like you oftentimes you buy the engagement ring, which is the most expensive ring, and then you wear that when you're engaged, and then you're supposed to take that off and just wear your wedding band most of the time, unless you want to wear the engagement ring.
Usually,
I feel
like
some people want to show,
but yeah,
because in my head I'm
because you spent so much money on it. Why
like
are you not?
Yeah, like a classic like engagement ring. I feel like it also gets caught in everything. Yeah.
If you're doing active stuff, you have to take it off, especially because I joined a rock climbing. I like the description of cutting hair. It's just fingers just mashing together. I joined a rock climbing gym about a year ago, and the first thing they said to me was, you better take off that ring. And I was like, why? They're like, oh, because you could get it caught on a rock as you're coming down and strip your whole finger of flesh. And I was like, not going to do that.
See, this makes sense because my brother rock climbs all the time.
Yeah.
So that's why he has
the silicone one.
That silicone rubber one. Because then if anything happens, it just falls off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you can like I remember talking to, and I actually, when he said that, I remember talking to DJ about it because I remember we had a conversation in the editing room at SourceFed about him wearing his wedding ring and him being scared, like always afraid that he's just going to like have his hand go down and it's just going to strip off his whole finger because it apparently can do that. If
they
you get caught on
they
stuff.
Need to have a breakaway ring.
Yeah,
you know, like,
breakaway rings.
Like they do for dogs
necklaces.
And cats.
Oh, I was going to say with necklaces. But
But you know, dogs and cats, if dogs and cats get stuck in a branch and they can't get out and then it just breaks off. Have you ever seen those?
That seems really inconvenient if you're trying to walk your
this
dog.
It's weirdly stressing me out. I'm like, I don't know. You have to think about these things. Why do you have to think about these things? Oh my God. And then I'm like,
wait till you have a baby.
Then
there's
then
a lot more to think about.
But all of a sudden I was like, oh, I don't have to think about these things. No. Oh, okay. I'm free from this. I don't. Okay, cool.
You just say, give it to me.
But like in like the... The scheme of just like general, like you think about everything in your future at some point. I'm like, I'm not looking forward to worrying about that particular thing. Seems like the not fun part.
My brother's wife just had a baby and it scares me.
Yeah.
I told my girlfriend, you don't need to have a baby. You don't need to have a baby. We can adopt, please.
They're just like little people.
I'm like, it sounds painful and I don't want you to go through with it.
Aw.
It sounds too much.
I can't remember who it was.
Things are
somebody that
bad.
Was related to Hannah.
Oh, everything
Hannah
changes.
Knew.
Things like literally shift inside.
Things
change.
Happen that are painful.
Hannah,
lots of things.
Was saying that somebody that I don't know how she knows them or how whatever, but she was saying like they had a baby the natural way and the hole ripped to the other hole.
Oh,
yes!
Yeah! That,
yes!
That,
yes!
That happens all the time.
I think the proper response is no.
That happens.
No,
like,
yeah, you're right. No.
No.
So crazy ex-girlfriend.
That's like a super common occurrence.
I know. Crazy ex-girlfriend.
Ow.
Crazy ex-girlfriend just did a musical comedy show on CW.
Yeah.
And this last episode or the finale, they did a whole musical bit about the joys of pregnancy.
It took a little longer to reach my like brain to go, you don't want that to happen.
And when does that, when she goes through the joys of pregnancy, she talks about all these things that happen and just like the terrible process, but
once you hear the baby cry, then it's all
it's worth
like,
it.
It's worth it.
If I ever have a kid, I don't know if I'm going to, but if I do, I'm a C-section. I'm a C-section that thing.
You have to have like a you have to have like a medical reason to get a C-section, I'm pretty sure.
No, you don't.
You don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
You could just
That's
get a
good.
C-section cuz it's too much. Actually it's a little safer at this point. So it's actually medically a little safer. And the bonus thing, if you get a little, this is me imagining I will have money somehow, because I figure if I'm having a kid, somehow I have the money for
to have
kid.
A kid. Yeah, that's like the number one.
Yeah, honestly, that's kind of
like
the main
have
reason.
A house. You gotta have.
I don't need a house. I just need to be able to pay for the child.
If you're gonna have a kid, you gotta have a house.
No, I grew up in an apartment. I'm fine. I get it. I know how to do small size child raising.
I guess that's true. I guess I did have an apartment when I was younger.
It would just be, and plus, it would just be the one. Mm. I don't plan on multiple.
There's a great Vox video about he calls the hospitals and he tries to get a price on how much a baby is gonna cost.
Oh yeah.
And no one can give him a straight answer.
No,
oh yeah,
like
because everybody's
tens of
like
thousands
issue,
of dollars.
Everybody has different medical needs.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, please, I'm trying to budget out my thing for my pregnancy, and he's like, no, we can't give that to you. But like, it's a great video to see.
Is it covered by insurance?
Some insurances, yes. Some insurances, no. This is also why it was like a thing. But most insurances do cover it. But like, even then, like. It's only a certain amount and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, you probably don't get – it's probably up to your deductible.
I wonder if I should leave the country to have a baby.
Here's the thing I've heard
about.
No, don't do that.
Really?
That seems unsafe. I mean, unless you went to like the Netherlands.
Like Canada.
Like Norway.
Oh, Canada, yeah.
What if I went to Canada?
I mean –
You'd have to be
– Then they'll be a dual citizen. You're going to anchor baby to Canada?
I'm just saying it's kind of expensive over here, isn't it?
It's very expensive.
It'd be expensive over there, too. You don't have Canadian insurance.
Yeah, you don't have Canadian insurance.
You'd be paying out of pocket there, too. That's not how that works. I was going to say, with the C-section situation, I found out that people, if you're already kind of there, you could just already go ahead and do a little fat section. You could just do a little liposuction.
Just a little lipo.
Because you're already opened up. You're already like, and it's a thing. Like, they'll do that here where you're like, well, you already have your C-section babies out. And they're like, well, you already have this little cut. And it's like a tiny scar. It's not like a big old, like, old school, like, rip you open. It's like, it's like this big. And it's like, so you never really see it. And like, they could go in there and suck out a little bit of the fat while you're already there.
Might as well. Why not? Ugh. What were you gonna say?
You don't get that rip situation, which I think is the best part.
Ugh, the rip. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, that's real bad.
I shouldn't do that.
I had to fill out a whole last night. We had to fill out a whole. It was one of those things where it's like you don't really think about that you're gonna have to do it, but like you have to do it to get ready for the wedding because I'm getting married March 11th, and so it's like coming up very fast. And so we have an officiant who is gonna marry us.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know us.
Oh, right.
Because your officiant usually doesn't, unless you have a friend who's an officiant.
And people are starting to do that. They're starting to
get
Sam their friends.
Sam did it.
Sam Basher?
Sam can legally marry people.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a friend who did the same thing. He's legally...
Oh.
What are they called? Justice of the Peace?
I like the song. Yeah, you're married.
You're married.
Is that what they call Justice of the Peace?
I have no idea.
Something crazy isn't Matt.
Yeah, something weird like that.
Doesn't make sense.
But so the officiant can get to know you. You have to like... fill out this whole worksheet for them of like what you want from your marriage. And so you have to answer all these questions of like when did you first find out you were like, when did you first feel like you were in love?
Oh, this sounds like a fun paper to fill out.
Like, what was the moment that like what's a defining moment?
Wait,
in your
do you have to fill it out separately so that you both don't know? And then at the end, it's just like,
no,
well.
they send it to you and then you have to fill it out together. And so you have to like figure out, like what? It's just weird because it's like it's so mushy. Uh-huh. It's like the mushiest mush
that sounds wonderful.
Ever.
Aww.
It's so mushy. But anyway, it was. It's just one of those things where like you, I don't know. You fill it out and you're like, are they gonna read this in front of like everybody? Because
yes, they
I don't
should.
Want anybody. To...
Spencer and Hannah meant at da, 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 da,
yeah
and they
exactly
just read what you said.
So I just put this story about how when we went on our first date that we ended up at We went to a Starbucks, and then we didn't want to leave, so we ended up just walking around a Food for Less next door for like an hour, so that we didn't have to leave. So that's the story then. So
that's so sweet.
I remember.
Here's the thing: I'm a big cynic about romance with myself, but when everybody else starts talking about their like meeting stories and how they felt, I turn into a big old mush ball, and so I'm like, that is the best. That's so cute.
I remember, not with the girlfriend I'm with, but before, like in high school, we got in the car, we got on the date, and then I put on Blink-182's First Date.
Hell yeah.
I'm not gonna sing that. I am.
That's so good.
Went on my very first date.
Yeah. You're like, this song is about us. It's us. We're going on first date.
Let's go. Anyway.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. And that song was in Clock Stoppers.
Oh,
was it
was.
Clock Stoppers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty sure it was in Clock Stoppers.
This night's almost over.
Wait, second follow up. Did she appreciate that?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Okay, then that's fine.
No, she was fine. I knew I could play that and she'd have a little laugh.
She'd smirk.
Yeah, a little smirk.
Okay.
A little guffaw.
So,
is that a laugh?
A guffaw is an out of breath laugh.
An out of breath laugh?
Like you just like. Yeah, those are guffaws.
A guffaw.
I can't really do it without being like actually losing breath.
Right.
So I don't want to do it.
So I grew up with the movie Timeline. Do you guys know the movie Timeline?
Never heard
I do
of
not.
It.
Paul Walker, Gerard Butler.
No.
What?
Francis O'Connor.
No, I have no idea what this movie is.
David Thewlis.
Was this is this an action movie?
Michael Sheen.
Timeline?
Yeah, it's based on a Michael Crichton novel.
Did it come out in 2002?
No.
2003.
Ooh.
So I grew up with it, and I loved it. Like, I loved it as a kid. It was, like, one of my favorite movies.
How old
movies.
Were you, kid, when you say kid?
2003. So,
Jesus
let's
Christ.
See. 17 minus...
Whoa.
17, so
I was in college.
20, I'm going to read the
IMDb. That's why when you said you were a little kid,
11.
I'm like,
I was 11.
I'm going to read the
God,
IMDb.
You're a little baby.
Okay,
I was
yeah,
in college.
This is a group of archaeologists become trapped in the past when they... Wait, what? A group of archaeologists become trapped in the past when they go there to retrieve a friend. The group must survive in 14th century France before they can escape back to the 21st century.
That sounds fun.
So I loved it. I thought it was so fun, and it had like a twist at the end and all sorts of stuff.
Have you rewatched it
Damn,
recently?
Paul Walker
no,
has
but,
the bluest of all eyes in this poster.
Yeah, he has real blue eyes in that poster. Yeah, they clearly augmented that poster.
Yeah.
No, but I went to look it up just recently, and I was like, oh, it's such a good movie. And then I looked at the Metascore, 28.
Oh, no.
Real bad. Like really
you
bad.
You need to rewatch it and see if it still holds up.
Whoa.
Or do you want to ruin your memory of it?
I want to watch it
you know,
because
you know who directed
I think,
it?
Who?
Richard Donner.
Oh, yeah, it was a Donner. That's right.
The
okay,
guy who directed
I do remember
Goonies,
that.
Lethal
yeah.
Weapon, Superman.
Oh, wait, then that makes it sound more fun.
It's okay, I remember it being really fun, especially because you like got to go back in time and you got to like go to 14th century France.
That was like one of his last couple movies.
Yeah.
Follow-up
and
question.
It's Michael Craig.
This is a weird follow-up question. Were any black people in 14th century France in that movie? Do you recall?
definitely none of the archaeologists.
Mm-hmm. Anything notable? Any?
Nope, not seeing anyone. I'm going through this IMDb list.
Curious.
Nope. Oh. There's a guy named Christian Paul. He's an archaeologist.
I'm looking
That's
at the
it.
Photos
That's
right
about
now.
It. Okay.
That's about it. Christian Paul's an
I was
archaeologist.
Like, ooh, 2003.
Yeah, back to 2003 when it was just all white people. Well, I mean, honestly, though, if you did put somebody of color in the archaeological group and took them back in time, it'd probably cause a lot of problems.
Not necessarily. Not 17th century France.
14th century France.
There's some mixed people. Like, particularly France had like. They called like they were like the Moors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's why I said in France it was just like France you could kind of get away with France.
Yeah. It looks like it was a box office bomb. $80 million budget. $24 million worldwide gross.
Oof.
You know what else
Real
is
bad.
A box office bomb?
What's that?
Hocus Pocus.
Was it really?
And it's a delight.
Oh, but it's
so
a cult
was,
hit now.
So was what's the other one? Oh, well, the Rocky Horror Picture Show was, of course. But
yeah.
There was another one I was thinking of that
Scott
was...
Scott Pilgrim?
Scott Pilgrim was not...
It didn't do horrible, but it didn't do great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... There's another one that's, like, on my... Oh, Blade Runner was...
Oh, yeah, Blade Runner. Well, I could see why.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Real artsy-fartsy.
Real artsy.
Calling in.
Do we have any questions?
Sure. Yeah, we have... I have a bunch of questions.
Do we have time for questions?
I mean, let's see. We're at... Yeah, we're, like... We have, like, 10 minutes.
These go by so fast.
I know.
It's okay. I woke up real early today. I'm very tired.
Sorry, what sci-fi item would you want to be real, Martin asks, and what would you do with it? Any
Ooh.
Sci-fi item.
Oh, that's a big one.
I don't know. The first one that comes to mind, and it's not the one that I maybe want, but I maybe a neuralizer for Men in Black.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
My first thought.
That's pretty good.
First thought.
You
and
forgot.
I don't even think I would really want it or use it, but it was just the first thought was the doctor's thingy.
The what sonic.
The Sonic screwdriver.
Sonic screwdriver.
But it does everything.
Okay.
It does everything but deal with anything with wood. So it's like you could unlock things, you could figure out what things are made out
of. Oh, but if I make something out of wood, he can't get in.
And it just doesn't do anything to wood.
Perfect.
There's an episode he's like trapped somewhere in a forest and he's like, well, fuck me. Like, he can't do anything because everything's wood. The aliens are made of wood. Everything was made of wood.
Yeah,
but, like,
Sonic screwdriver is a pretty good choice.
You could do like a whole bunch of shit with it. Like, it's essentially like your give all. Like, how do we do something? He weighs a sonic screwdriver and it helps him figure out.
That seems like it's too powerful. Yeah, that seems like if it was in like a game, it would just be a game breaker.
That's
there's some pretty
know.
Cool Black Panther stuff that I would like to have.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of sci-fi stuff.
You want some sneakers?
It's not a surprise. It's not a spoiler, I think, but they have like nanotechnology.
Yeah. They have all sorts of tech. So everything they make cool. is out of vibranium, so it's kind of like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Because isn't it built on a vibranium yeah. like
mountain,
mine? Yeah.
Essentially,
mountain.
Yeah.
And that's why they're like hiding away for so long. See, I know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Oh, man, this is hard.
The Flash had this one device where it would like put it under their chin and it would transform them to somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I think I just want a spaceship.
Just a classic spaceship.
Yeah.
You know what?
Ooh, a teleporting device.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want.
Found it.
Teleporting
that's
device.
That's all I want.
No,
yep.
No, they said to name something like you are aware, like you have to name a particular device from something. You're not just making
No, what sci-fi item thing. Would you want to be real?
Star Trek's teleporting device. Boom.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Okay.
I enter it, bleep, and I'm here. I'm in Texas.
What
I'm
would
in
you,
Australia.
What would you do with it? What would you do? That's
I would go everywhere and anywhere. You want me to go to Australia? I'm there. New York? Boom. Back home? Boom. Done. Come to work? Boom.
Come to work. That's my biggest thing. I just don't want to have a commute.
But that would become a problem where, you know, on cell phones, people expect you to respond right away.
Right.
They'd be like, where are you?
Where are you? You can just teleport.
Yeah, you could be here right now.
You know what I'd want?
But that's what I want. Teleportation.
This is what I want. I want the doctor's psychic paper.
What
that's
is that?
That's what I want. So in the show, he has a piece of paper. It's blank, right? Like if to the viewer when you're watching it, yeah. This is a blank sheet of paper. However, it's psychic paper. So whatever you're thinking the paper is, it becomes. So
it's like in Harry Potter, that ghoul that becomes your fear,
like a bugger.
Kind of, but so like they use it to like it's like, or who are you? Why are you here? Like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be here, and it's like
oh,
it turns into whatever
yes.
you need for it to be. So I would use that.
Constantine
as
had that too.
Plane tickets.
Do you have to be able to imagine what it is though?
I don't think so. I think you just say what it is. You're like, yes, I can be here. I don't know exactly how it works. I just know it works where, like, because humans will pick it up and do the same thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm like, you're like, oh, so it's like a badge for anything. Mm. So concerts, tickets to things.
I wonder if I could
like,
teleport somewhere
into
a concert.
Like, anywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
Anywhere you want to be or just to get into, you could just bloop. That'd be kind of really
That's
convenient.
Pretty cool.
All the things I'd want to actually truly be convenient. I mean, teleport would be great. To me, a teleport is also something that takes like a lot of room.
See, that's what I just thought
so
about.
So, like,
that
if you had like
no.
I want it like in my like body.
But like that, like that's the thing. Like, I would need like it. Like, yeah, I don't know how you would what I haven't seen in a show a device where it's just like a actual thing outside of like a wand, like magic. Like,
so,
but
so
sci-fi
in Dimensions, the little plug. Thing I wrote,
yes.
There's it's like a short sword. It's about. Well, if you're watching, it's about this long. It's like probably the length of my forearm, maybe a little less.
Like a dagger.
Like a little bit longer than a dagger, but not as long as a short sword. And it has a handle that has a bunch of like trigger buttons on it. And you can just cut through space-time and just walk to wherever
you're
programmed
to. But doesn't
it
need like the space juice or whatever
to run
it? It
needs silk. Yeah, it needs silk. So you just have to refill it with that. But that's not hard.
Just get a spider and say...
It's not. It's the silk of yeah. It's the silk of like a certain type of worm
oh, okay.
that feeds on space
it's like,
time.
It's a thing.
But they
like,
have.
I was like,
give
me a little silk worm.
There's.
I was like, that sounds like a pain in the ass to like manage.
There's plans like for one of the places they're gonna go is this silk farm, where they're basically growing these creatures that basically feed on space time, as they're like. As their food and the silk that they produce is what is used to cut through space time. But there's a farm where they're growing all of these things. But that area, it's obviously the space time there is being fed on by these creatures, and so it's really unstable. Like the space time there is super unstable because. But you don't have to. You don't have to like. You can just get the silk.
You just get it on Amazon.
Yeah, you just order it on Amazon. You just cut into a a farm and then cut out of it. It's the people who are there that have to deal with the fact that like anachronisms happen all the time because there's just like different things from different times and different areas of space. Like,
did Martin ask us this question?
Yeah,
man, Martin is the question master.
He's on it.
Yeah, I want something to either make it so I'm never in traffic. I don't know how.
Teleportation.
I want it. I don't know how. I need to figure out how that works. Because every time I think of teleportation, I think of like mutant ability, like you could just innately do it, or it's like magic. But sci-fi wise, is always kind of there's always like a weirdness to it that like the whole theory of like, oh, on Star Trek, whenever they teleport, they're actually like killing themselves and reappearing elsewhere. So like they're actually clones of each other. That it's not them. Have you heard that theory?
No.
Where it's just like there's a theory that because in order to move from one place to another, they're saying it actually like you're actually like dying and essentially making a clone of yourself in the other place.
Oh my god.
Instantaneous and so smooth lined that there's no like.
But if it doesn't matter, does it matter?
So that's the thing. So there's this theory of just like,
it doesn't matter.
Are they actually killing themselves over and over and over again? But because your consciousness gets transferred, it's just...
It doesn't matter.
So it's like, who are you? Is this the original you or not? So, like, because of that, that's kind of made me go, I'm like, I don't know about sci-fi teleportation, but if it was just me teleporting...
But that's just Star Trek.
Yeah.
It could be a different kind of teleport.
But I don't know how you do that without that type of, like, mentality. Like, how are you moving yourself through... I mean, I guess time via time-space. But in Star Trek, it's not time-space.
Cutting through
space-time.
Yeah, that's
just
how you
boom.
Do it.
That's how you do it.
Okay, Aaron asks us, when is your coming-of-age moment or the first time... that you felt like an adult.
When? What?
Yeah, like when was the first
actually,
moment?
Actually,
no,
that was like a couple months ago.
What was the moment where you first felt like an adult?
You said that.
Yeah, I was like a couple days from her birthday. All of a sudden, I was just like, oh, I'm a grown-up now. And it just felt like I'm a grown-up. Like nothing actually happened. Like I just, because I remember that also being a distinct part of the feeling where it's just like, I think I was just driving. Uh-huh. I was just like, oh, shit, I'm an adult. And then it just clicked. I was like, okay, that's fine.
I used to think it was going to be truly when I feel like I'm an adult is when I have a child.
Yeah.
Because then you can't fuck around anymore. You have a child to take care of. That's when I think I will really feel like an adult. But before then, like if I have to answer gun to my head, I think maybe a couple years ago when I was crying because I didn't have enough money and I had to pay for everything.
Yep.
That was probably it.
It's pretty
rough. Like, I can't afford anything. So yeah, then the stress of reality really hit me.
Yeah.
What about you, Spencer?
I think I've told this story before, but the moment I realized I was an adult was when I was walking through the grocery store and I saw a spatula and was like, "That's a nice spatula." And I was like, "I'm an adult.
I can buy it." That's true. There are those nice
when
moments.
When I realized that I can buy whatever the fuck I want. It was that I was looking at a spatula and being like, "That's a nice spatula." And I was like, that's not a thing a child would say.
Oh, I see. Because
it wasn't like a pink spatula or like a bright orange spatula.
It was just like a nice plain.
It was a stainless steel, like,
ooh, that's nice.
Beautiful, shiny spatula.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's something an adult would say. I must be an adult now. And then I was an adult after that.
Ooh, look at this crown molding on this house.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was walking through my apartment building, and they just replaced the floors with hardwood floor and, like, the hallways. And they haven't replaced the crown molding on the thing. And I'm like, nah, they really need to replace that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so old.
Or what?
Child would not.
I don't feel like that's an old. I mean.
Crown molding?
Like, crown molding is an old that's person.
No
thing.
One's.
Well, from like a kid. Like if it's kid versus.
Yeah, that's adulthood. Adulthood.
Okay, then that, like those, then, yeah, like as you grow up, like there's just going to be things you give a shit more about because you're not a child that's just like, meh. But, like, from feeling like a teenager and all that stuff, because I'm like, I remember, I still cared about my environment as a teenager.
Yeah, but I don't think I would have noticed that as a teenager. I think it took me, like, getting older and being like, oh, yeah, that's what that, you know that stuff that's around the wall?
Yeah.
You know why it's there? Because it looks like that when it's not.
And it looks nice.
It looks nice. It's
you know,
good.
You're in a
I
nice
like
place
it.
Place when you have that.
Like, when I started getting plants in my apartment.
Yeah.
That made me feel like an adult.
Oh, who's moving my plants? I just made me remember.
Aren't you going
to
move?
Aren't you
plants?
Moving your plants?
I guess I have to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, air
your mama
plant.
Star.
They're. I think another one's going to have another baby soon. Little.
Really?
Little
are you going to feel like an adult?
No, I already feel like an adult. Like I told you, this hit me. This hit me. I will say it for everybody else. About 2 days before I hit 35, all of a sudden it was just like bloop, adult. I'm like, oh, I didn't think it was going to feel like that, but. I just feel like, oh, okay, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, it kind of felt relaxing because it was like, oh, I don't have to give any fucks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what
that's a good
felt
thing
like
about it. You don't have to give any fucks.
I was like,
anymore.
I don't have to care. Oh. Oh, none of this matters, but not in like a bad way. Like, not in like none of it matters.
Way,
it was just like, oh, I could just give a shit about the things I give a shit about, and that's okay. I could like actively just enjoy what I enjoy, and I don't care what anybody else thinks. Like, that's what clicked. And I was like,
I think one of the best things about being an adult is knowing yourself in the sense of like, oh, I'm freaking out right now. I'm panicking. Okay, this is how I'm going to fix it. This is how I'm going to adjust it. Like, you know yourself so well that you can fine tune and like focus your efforts so that you can like reorient yourself.
It's interesting.
You can identify like what is going on.
Or you hit the moment of like, there's nothing I can do about this right now.
Right.
So let's but you think don't about something else.
You don't get over. Yeah, you can. Because when I was young, I would get overwhelmed. Well, and I would get, I would black out with emotion.
Interesting. It's like that. There's this progression, right? Like you see infants, and when something happens, it could be good or bad or not either one, just a thing that they're feeling, and they cry because of it.
Yeah.
I want food. They aren't in pain. They just cry because they're hungry. Because it's all they know.
Yeah.
And as we get older, we figure out what crying is for. And then we figure out how to, like we cry when we get hurt, but not when we're hungry.
No.
And then sooner or later, you realize, like,
I don't know, I've cried when I'm hungry before. You ever had that? And then you realize, oh shit, I'm hungry. That's why I'm crying.
Nope.
No. Like, I don't think I've ever had that before.
I've never had that.
It's the cranky. It's when you get cranky and whiny.
Oh, cranky. Yeah.
When you get that, when you get hangry and you're just like, oh, why? Fuck. And you're just like, oh, wait, I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten all day. And you're just clips. But that's what I mean by crying, where you're like that whiny baby, and then people are just annoying you and you're like, I don't, why am I emotional? Wait, and then at least for me, I go, what month day? No, it's not that. What? Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, okay. Like, because,
Yeah.
I have to figure that out. Like, wait.
No, I definitely get hangry. I definitely, when I'm hungry, I'm like, it's time to eat. We better eat now.
There's going to be a fight.
I don't think I get angry. I think I just get quiet.
Yeah.
I get really quiet if I'm hungry.
I just
shut down.
What's the word? Pestilent? Is that the word?
Like, pestilent.
Like it's like
I don't know.
It's like a toddler being like a brat.
Oh,
like
yes.
I get that's how I get when I'm real hungry. I'm
you become
like,
a little fetus.
Pestilent. Pestilent. Pestilent.
Pestilence.
Producing or tending to produce infectious or contagious.
No, not that.
Destructive to life. Troublesome, annoying, or mischievous.
That
that's the one.
That's the one. I was like, not disease.
Destructive to life, deadly, or poisonous. I become pestilent.
Oh man, that's a good character trait.
Oh, pestilence.
Like if someone was like if the when they're hungry, like all of a sudden they start like
they just get like poisonous.
Yeah, really and good. You're just like, oh, we gotta make sure they eat because they're gonna
like, they're gonna get yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I saw I know we gotta wrap up soon.
That's okay.
But I saw three billboards outside of
Ebbing,
Missouri. And at the end of it I felt like, you know what, this feels like a prequel to a comic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
No.
You haven't seen Three Billboards?
No.
I thought you said you saw the trailer. Remember you showed us the trailer for it?
He showed us half the trailer and then stopped it.
I said, this looks really good.
And then you didn't see it?
Not yet.
I didn't see it yet, even though I've heard controversial things about where I'm like, I don't know, wait till it's
but I haven't seen, okay, I have a problem. I haven't seen that.
Okay.
I haven't seen.
I just finished Itanya, too.
I haven't seen Itanya, which I need to see.
I haven't seen Itanya, either.
I haven't seen Shape of Water.
I haven't, but I'm going to.
I really need to see. What's the other one that I needed to see that was like
Black Panther?
Well, Black Panther, yeah. But what was the other one? The
I mean, there's The Post, but I don't want to see that.
The Post. Hannah saw that. She said it was good. No, what's the other one that was like? It was like the
Lady
one
Bird?
Was Lady Bird. Yeah.
Have you seen Lady Bird?
I haven't seen Lady Bird.
Damn.
I haven't seen Lady Bird.
Do you have screeners
in Sacramento? No. Do you have screeners?
Yes.
How do we get screeners?
Okay. I have screeners. Well,
you have
it's because Sarah's in the union.
She's
a unioner.
How do we as folk? Get
you
don't,
you have to get in the union.
You have to get in the union. So you need to be. We need to get
Can
in.
Can Group
union.
9 get into the union?
No,
absolutely
that's
not
the way that works.
Oh.
They would hate. They would fire us all. I think
we wouldn't. Yeah.
I just want.
I wonder if I can
get
you a copy
screeners.
Of it.
Yeah.
Or you could just don't.
I could just don't.
Yeah.
What? I could just go to the theater because I have a movie pass.
There you go.
That's what I need to do. I just
yeah.
Need
yeah
to
there's
go
a
to
bunch
the
of theaters around town that are showing the Oscar-nominated movies. That
right.
You can go.
I really
want to
go see the Oscar-nominated short.
Oh yeah.
I really want to go see that too. Anyway, we're at an hour 10, so we should go.
Okay.
We'll cut off a little bit in the beginning. Because,
everybody, I need you to take a good look at this place. It's the last time you're going to see it. Things are changing again.
Exciting changes.
Oop, that's copyrighted by Steve Zaragoza. I got an email. Up, time to go, everybody. Goodbye, place.
Goodbye.
What, do we snap back into the new spot? Like, just like, yeah. And one, two.
We're not, it's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work.
Because it's a whole different.
Yeah, you got to upload it to the thing.
Yeah, but just end it on the snap. And then when we come back in the next time, we snap back in. We're like,
oh, that's a good idea. Okay, let's do that.
All right, ready? All right.
One, two, three.